Track 19.
I think it's very important that you look back and you connect with those experiences and you remember them as clearly as yesterday. Because if not, the superficial nonsense that goes on in your life like today can very easily take over you and you can lose perspective.
But Diana didn't lose perspective. After a succession of jobs, including managing two of India's most famous pop stars, she was entered into the Miss India Beauty competition and she won it. Next, she found herself representing her country in the Miss World competition, something that must have been quite daunting for the 23-year-old.
Your biggest fear is I shouldn't trip. And because you've got these really high heels and these long, long gowns, and you've got all these steps that you're walking up and down, and it's live on television, you've got thousands of people watching by millions. It is huge. Everybody watches it. You have more people watching that in India than you'd have them watching the Wimbledon finals or something, you know, or the Olympic Games or something. Yeah. And your biggest fear is I should not go blank because you asked questions on stage. And yeah, you can just freeze.
But Diana didn't freeze. In front of a huge worldwide audience, she heard a voice announce that Miss India, Diana Hayden, was the new Miss World.
Ooh. You feel numb. You know, it's a saturation point. It's too much for you to digest that your grin is stuck on your face. It was stuck on my face for weeks. I would position that crown in such a way that as soon as I opened my eyes, I would see my crown. I did that for weeks. It was such a great feeling. You're just grinning and you are just numb. If that's what euphoria is, you know. You can't speak very clearly. You speak, but you're just so excited, you're tripping over your own words. And immediately there was a press conference on stage itself. And it's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Because you go from being nobody, a regular person. That's not fair, it's not a nobody. You go from being a regular person to being in every newspaper around the world. And everyone knows. It went from going in a bus with 87 other girls to, and Miss World 1997 is Miss India, to a stretch limousine with bodyguards where the heads of the company moved out of the presidential suite and I took over, and chaperones, and that's what it was right since then. You sit in the cockpits for takeoffs and landings, you get treated like a queen, you have private planes and all these flights and the red carpet, and it's just lights, camera, action.